recording.
Yeah, well, okay. You're going to tell me what's important about podcasts.
Oh, I like that he's got that paragraph. And what I was like, I was looking for information on antelope hunting.
Yeah.
And so there'll be like a blurb. Oh. Like, Brody talked about this, and this guy talked about this. And it's like, it's just nice to hit all those buzzes. And then you can capture them so that if people want to
go. So if you're perusing, you're high grading.
What was that podcast about? Yeah. Oh, remember they were talking about blank and it's like.
We're talking about Toyota Corollas. Oh, wait. That's every episode.
Every damn episode. Mm.
So if you haven't guessed. Okay. I just took my first sip of Bull Run.
You didn't water yours down.
I didn't water mine down.
I watered mine down.
So what are we? It's a Brown Liquor Podcast. Welcome back. It's been probably a year. Yeah. I don't even know. We'll have to go check. Hopefully, I still have an account. We can still upload this thing. But people have been actually chattering us up about bringing the podcast back. And to Andy's credit, he said we should get some good audio equipment. So if you guys can notice a difference in the audio, it's because we got this just a step above an iPhone sitting in front of us. It's cool.
It's got two microphones.
Yeah, it's cool. Pointed. So, but a year went by and a lot's happened. And I think you and I like chitter chattering and talking to the guests. And we do have a guest today. She'll be dropping in here soon. Someone's near and dear to our hearts. But we had a lot to talk about for the last year. Andy is frantically writing down all the subjects of the podcast. But first and foremost, I want to say thank you for our title sponsor, Stealth Modules. Without them, we would not have the ability to kind of do everything that we do. And really, at the end of the day, we like throwing like a lot of crap at the wall, and only so many things stick. So if you're a loyal podcast listener, I apologize for the radio silence for the year, but you can give Stealth Modules a huge, heaping spoonful of thank you. They make modules for diesel trucks and diesel vehicles, helps with throttle response and performance, and really just super awesome people. The owner contacted me directly when they wanted to get involved with the gambler, and I was like, hey, I don't know how many diesel modules we can sell. We do Corollas. He was like, I don't care, man. I love what you guys do. We're going to get behind it. So shout out to Eric Madrid and Stealth Modules. Just had a big conversation with Josh Mazzaroli today. You don't know him, but you love him. He's from Death Wish. And he's working with those guys down there too, though. So big ups to them, Deanna, Drew, everybody down at Modules. You guys are studs. So we'll move on to the meat and potatoes. I think it's a 2022 recap.
Yeah, OG, baby.
OG 2022 recap, which I'll first off go out and state, that is not the most important thing to Gambler. Like, Gambler is not defined by the OG. If you don't like something about the OG, it's too crowded or it's too commercial or whatever it is. That's not what Gambler's about. Gambler is about, like, just punk rock, cool fun with your buds. We don't want to tell you what to do unless it's just go have your own, like, description of fun. If you don't like what's going on, go create your own stuff. That's why it's free, cheap, and punk rock. So, but I OG for me went amazing. I did not think it could have gone better.
Same.
So I guess I'll compile. Let's go back and forth. That way we can each do the classic thing where you think of what you're trying to say next while you're listening to the other person, or at least pretend listening to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say number one favorite thing for me about the OG is that everybody was safe. Mm. Nobody got hurt. We really got a pretty amazing track record, even though a lot of our participants are out doing things outside of the event pretty consistently. Everybody was safe. So that kind of ties in, you know, not starting a forest fire or something like that. So there you go. Safety, number one.
I'm gonna jump in and say safety was not my number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that Trash Mountain is my number one, because it was insane the amount of trash picked up that was brought to OG, and then you figure out that like there were actually tons of dumpsters outside filled with trash.
Well, yeah, we filled the 6 40-yarders, and that's my favorite place to hang out during OG, just out by the trash cans giving away stuff and beer. Thank you, Laura, with brewing. Thank you to Boneyard Brewing. Thank you, obviously, our official beer sponsor, Pabst, for giving away beer and trading beer for trash. I think that's an awesome tradition. But, 427,000 pounds of trash, world record set once again right here in the beautiful state of Oregon. So, yeah, ditto. And you know what? App. Let's talk app.
Yeah.
Hardcore app. No, you were going to write it down.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is this coming later?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to talk about it now.
Order.
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 Okay, is there anything else you want to talk about? Trash?
No, people did it safe. People were relatively safe. I think there were some, are we still recording?
Yeah, I was checking audio. It's good, dude. It's our first time using this fancy little glowing smart box.
Nice. What was your second favorite thing out of OG?
My second favorite thing. Okay, so we did safety. Mm-hmm. We did trash. It was just this constant positivity. I'm going to say, I'm a stress case during OG. But I run into so many people that may be doing something that's not quite as safe as I want them to be. Mm-hmm. Just because they're within the confines of the Expo Center, we're guests there. We can't be doing, wackadoo stuff like there. And our insurance doesn't cover it, so it puts everybody at risk. But everybody kind of forgets. And then, this is fun, free, cool, punk rock stuff. But and then, that stuff should be reserved for outside the door. Every time I talk to anybody that was doing something mildly unsafe, which I do, I love it. That's my middle name. Everybody was so super cool, but yeah, dude, no problem, sorry about that, Tate. And so just the amount of, the attitude of everyone there, and see 99.9% of everyone there was just so loving, open, and awesome, and really just got it, too, so that's for me. Yeah, culture.
Weren't they riled up, too? What was it? There were people out about to do something really dumb, and you were like, I tell you what, you guys come back next year and we'll make this an event.
Yeah, they had started a burnout pit. They had no barriers or safety, and they were shooting gravel everywhere, and they were jumping mini bikes, and they were jumping cars. And dude, I jump cars. I do burnouts. I was just, I'm filled with scars right now from the mini bike enduro. Oh, this should be on the list too. Talk about mini bike enduro.
Oh, yeah.
And Pendleton. Oh, but I was just someone, this is going to elevate. I know you guys. You guys are my people. We're the same. If we don't stop now, someone is going to get injured. And everybody was super chill with that. So I think we might set up some sort of a burnout pit or a little bit more of a sideshow, Hoonigan, Burnyard style thing for next year. Oh, because of our hopeful special musical guest. But I'm going to save that for my third thing. That's my favorite. And you can't steal my third thing.
Okay. Wait, was I supposed to be thinking?
Yeah, you're supposed to have time? A second. What was your second favorite thing?
My second favorite
after
thing?
Trash Mountain.
Seeing all the old faces.
Oh, yeah.
New faces and
they're
old
literally
faces.
Old these days.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a lot older.
Yeah, the gambling years.
That's why I'm on the Tiki Talkies. We're recruiting all the new kids to come out.
Oh,
I appreciate old cars.
I thought it was because they had filters you could add to your face.
I do, I know. I've never added a filter to my face.
You don't you don't make yourself look like a deer or nothing?
No, I would probably do that.
Is that TikTok? I didn't
know. Yeah, it's Tiki Talkies.
All right. I would say just it's like the reunion, and I think people have to treat it like that, and not all family reunions are what people want to go to and celebrate, and that's what OG has become. It's this giant reunion of all these small events coming together.
Yeah,
and
it's the celebration of the thing that is Gambler. It's not the gambler itself.
Mm-hmm.
Try to nail that into people's heads if they don't get it.
I think, OG success, and now we're staring down the barrel of 10 years.
Yeah.
Of gambling.
What's the 10-year, what is the 10 years, is that the silver anniversary?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the 10.
Kind of a miracle we made it this long.
I know, no kidding. 10 years, man.
Literally in, whoa. Oh, we got a special guest in the house.
Wait, how are you supposed to be in the green room?
Yeah.
Am I interrupting something?
Here.
You're
actually wait. Hold on. Wait.
Internet.
You'll come back.
Videotape.
Taylor, our special guest Taylor just showed up.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Tay. All right. We're filming. All of the kids like it in portrait mode these days, so we're filming like this. Taylor, we're just sharing our three favorite moments from the OG Gambler this year.
I moved into three, and then we'll work down that direction, so you can spend your time thinking about what one of your or three of your favorite things about OG were. But my number three favorite thing about OG was Shane motherfucking Brown.
Hmm.
And I say I use his term or his name to kind of represent the show, this spectacle that he put on. Two nights of amazing music, the amazing stage, the sound quality, just the depth of all the bands that were out there, and just such an amazing music. It's a music fest. I'd pay three times that much money to come in and just watch the music show.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's able to get that done with, I mean, we tripled his budget this year, but he knocked it out of the dang park. So, and we're going to substantially add to that budget for next year because we just sent out the proposal to Red Fang next year. I know they have the date open. We met their the number that they wanted to get. So barring any sort of tour they have to go on or something crazy, I mean, they said the date's open, and we met their number. And they're well worth it. If you don't know who Red Fang is, go out there and Google them now. Or get on Spotify or
Google Wires.
Amazon Wires. Okay, yeah. There you go, Prehistoric Dog. Or any of the music videos that kind of brought them in. But now that's music I jam out with my kids to constantly. Red Fang is the joint, and we are so proud to be able to potentially host them for 2023 Gamblers, the 10-year anniversary. Well, yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So that's it.
10 years, yeah.
10 years.
That'd be great.
Okay, I'm gonna turn off the TikTok machine.
Okay, but then we're still on this.
We're still on that machine. We're still talking. We're still doing podcasting. So you.
Okay, we got to recap. You're number one.
Why do we have to recap? They've been here the whole time.
I know, but Taylor hasn't.
What
if she says something?
All right, my number one, everyone was safe. And my number two was culture, and that everybody was cool, safe, cool, and then music was my number three. Shane Brown.
Safe, cool, music.
And I said trash pickup number one.
And he said old faces.
Oh, and old faces number two.
So yeah. What's your three? Let's Taylor. You just must just jump on and just come out with.
You can jump in there because I'll think about number three if you're ready.
I liked the range of vehicles I got to drive. Got to drive mobility scooters on the Hoopty Course track. I got to ride mini bikes, Coleman mini bikes.
Coleman brand mini bikes.
What brand were you?
Coleman brand mini bikes.
I got to drive the litter getter.
You did?
Yes, I did. I got to drive the tractor and
tractor. Yeah, I came out there on Sunday and
is it grading? Isn't that like cheese? Grading.
Grading.
Some would say the track was grated afterwards.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a great time. So
to new experiences.
Yeah. Got to ride a passenger in two of the top three times done around.
Is that with Chadney?
One was in the... Was it a Bronco?
The fire-breathing Bronco?
Yeah, covered in dirt afterwards.
Yeah, but we were a loud one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that was the highlight.
Okay, nice work.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
You think of your number three yet?
Yeah, I would say I was thinking you were inspiring me, thinking about driving, and... I was going to say, taking the Cadillac around the Hoopty Cross course for a little parade lap, that turned a little hot, but, people were chanting. I understand where these people are coming from. People were chanting in my car, go another lap, and I'm like, I can't. These guys will kill me, and so I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I'm a responsible citizen.
You're a real Curtis man.
Yeah, well, we had a flat tire, but...
Speaking of Curtis, man, I love you and I adore you, my friend. When I shut you down on track, I didn't even know it was you shutting down. I love you. He's doing. They got the get the gap. Just honey rolling off the tongue. That man over there. Taylor, do you have any rappy dudes? Anything else you want to throw in for the OG? Man, Taylor is so helpful the 2 days leading up to OG. And then a good time was had. And then we actually came back with some great contents, too. Mm-hmm. Which I was really happy to see that. Like, you know, once this becomes your job, it's kind of ruined for you. So.
Ah, no. It's ruined for you. I don't mind.
You are making so much noise with that Leatherman.
Leatherman brand tool.
That you keep tossing on the
table. It is. It's my fidget. It's my little fidget spinner. But yeah, you want to move the mic so they can hear you over there. Okay, so the what's the second big thing that's coming up on our schedule, or the first thing that's coming up on the schedule, is OG or OC Hoopty Cross.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's not none of this is on the list.
Month. I got end, I'm of, end of the month thing. OC Hoopty Cross. OC I believe it's Hoopty the 27th, 28th. I have gear on my phone. But go to hooptyx.com. I think there's still open spots. If there's not, just come watch. If you've never been to Hoopty Cross, it is the funnest spectator thing in the world. Not only are you watching some of the coolest, weirdest cars running around the track, you're surrounded by the neatest, funnest people to watch it with. So it's just it's a big family affair. We got camping that's out there. It's just, yeah, it's come see it. The Deerdorfs are amazing hosts. Chuck Brazier puts on an amazing event out there, and you've got all your favorite gamblers out there really hammering down on their cars and putting on a good show and trying to hang some laps. So Hoopty Cross OC, end of August, 2022.
2020. Now, wait, when is that again?
It's August, like, 28th, 29th?
Not interfering with my elk season or something.
Oh, okay, well, maybe your elk are interfering with Hoopty
Cross. No way, man. Ayo. That elk are going to be in the cooler by then.
All right, so, we wanted to touch on the app, Sons of Smokey app.
Oh, we're going there?
Yeah, we're going there. It was trash. Or you wanted to save that for Trash Talk Corner? Let's bring it up. Let's move Trash Talk up to the top of the dang old list, man.
Look at this agenda.
Uh-huh. The agenda
is real. Ridiculous.
So, Trash Talk, the app is launched, sonsofsmokey.com. It's working wonders. You mark trash. You find trash. You can put any information on there that just basically helps the environment. It is super duper uber simple. If you've ever been driving down any road in the middle of the woods and seen any trash with its tires or abandoned cars or a boat or appliances, you just pull the app out, mark it, and describe it, take a picture, and it uploads to the app. You've done your part if you don't have room to haul it off. If you're looking for something to do this weekend or any day of the week where you're not out, sweating your brow at your day job, and want to go pick up trash, open the app. There might be something more opportune and fun and exciting. Maybe you were looking for an abandoned boat, and there's one within 20 miles of your home. And either A, you can take it back to the dump, and we can try to help cover some of the disposal costs, or maybe you want to turn it into a boat car or something. It's on there. So check it out, Sons of Smokey, Trash Talk. That's my. I'll move on to what are your big concerns in trash talk these days?
Anderson? Trash? Oh, I've been river trashing. Yeah. And I've been hunting trash on the river, but I love it. I love going out. I've been bagging a lot of small trash because my boat's not that big. But then I've been using the app to mark the big stuff, and I found a boat that's full of sand on the Willamette. And it's on a beautiful beach. And so I thought it would be cool is we could get a bunch of gamblers to float the Willamette. And we'll post up and basically run a smoker and barbecue and have a little party while we dig this old abandoned boat out of the sand. And then get it out of the river so it's not polluting it anymore.
And that sounds amazing. Is this something you're trying to make happen this
summer? We could do it on like a Monday or something.
Okay. This party is me and you.
Yeah. Possibly. I don't know. I was inspired by the app to be able to go down the river and just mark, like, there's like couches and like stuff that I was like, okay, we could get a crew together and actually make this happen. And so I think it's, you know, there's stuff in our backyard.
Okay, I'm in. No, and that's, I was just talking to a couple out of Arizona today, and they're talking about organizing cleanup. And I said, yeah, have you checked out the app? And they're like, yeah, there's just nothing marked in our immediate area. I'm like, well, then go mark it. Like, yeah. You know there's trash out there. It's not just for opening and finding trash. It's for marking trash. Like, and that's kind of the easiest thing. So if you're a dual sport rider, a mountain biker, or a hiker, and you see this stuff, and you can't obviously, you know, strap a bunch of tires to your back and try to hike out of there, then
I'm glad you didn't say go put some trash out there, Dan, you know, and get some stuff to pick up.
I'm also the villain.
I would say app is doing wonders. There's a lot of guys that I've talked to with just a lot of different careers, and there's guys in law enforcement, military, guys that are just spending a lot of time in the woods, hunters.
Guys and gals?
Guys and gals.
Speaking of gals, Taylor, do you have any thoughts on trash talk?
I want to hear some real trash talk. You got anyone you want to trash during this talk?
Oh, a little mix.
Like politicians or?
Little good cop, bad cop. Oh, politicians. I'll trash them all. Oh, you mean politicians in general? Sure, I'll trash them.
We're politicians.
Suck it.
We're probably not going to get reelected, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, do the people know that they're listening to two members of their local board?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
I don't know.
I'm in the midst of big time politicians.
They know that they could come to the Stafford Hamlet Family Fest? Early September.
Oh, we would love to see some gamblers at the Stafford Hamlet
Fest. Bring all the gambler cars.
Bring them all down.
Let's all protest the tolling on I-205. Yeah. We'll do some politicking.
Burn it all down.
Burn it all down.
Light a match.
Light a match.
Okay. Trash talk.
Yeah, covered all your bases.
Yeah.
What's next on your list over there, Uncle Andy?
Mistakes you will only make once.
Oh. This is your topic. I'm going to let you lead this one out. I want to hear what this is about.
I was just inspired today. He said, hey, man, you want a podcast? And I said, okay. And then I was, like, trying to load the pressure washer into the trunk of the Corolla after running it for 9 hours.
Mind you, this is the pressure washer that he bought when he was like 17, and him and I had started our own pressure washing companies. Mm-hmm. And we'd go out and we'd hang door hangers and go wash decks, and we help each other out every once in a while.
Happy Deck.
Happy Deck. What was your company?
I think I had Happy Deck.
My dying house.
Yeah, you
my company.
It. You were Happy Deck too.
My.
I'll get my counsel on this.
Oh God. Okay, and go on.
Yeah, I was trying to load that thing, and I about fried my forearm on the manifold. Wow. Really fries my forearm.
Are you about, you're complaining about almost burning yourself?
No, because I did it one time, and I said, I'll never make that mistake again, man. No. It was brutal. Like, it's like branding yourself.
What about a roofing knife? You want a roofing knife?
The hell's a... Oh, Jesus.
Just looked up. Uncle Andy built this whole house by himself, but his composite shingles are hanging off.
You know, I don't know if I have a roofing knife. Maybe you could show me how to use one.
Yeah. I ain't climbing on that. I remember when that thing was put together. They're all scabbed. No way. Those things aren't cantilevered. Anyways.
No, those are. Those are real good.
Okay.
Yeah. Famous last words.
Yeah.
But I would say that is... No, and then it started making me think about all the other mistakes I've made with automotive stuff that I'm like, oh, jeez. I wish I hadn't done that way. But you learn from your mistakes, and I would hope that people listening to this don't load a pressure washer by grabbing it with their forearm on the manifold.
That's not a very exciting story. Taylor, do you have...
I'm still thinking. So many choices.
So many
hard
things.
Hard to narrow it down.
Mistakes. You know, well, that's what Margaret Mead says. She says, learn from the mistakes of others. You'll never live long enough to make them all yourself. So that's what anybody listening to this podcast...
Because you're book reading the whole time?
Okay, well, what's I'll never buy a Jeep ever again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never. Yeah, I didn't like it going into it. I was just kind of doing it for the hilarity of owning a brand new Jeep Gladiator. But the joke got old real quick, so I will never own a Jeep product ever again. Oh, unless it was built like pre-90s.
When did you know? Like.
When I said the second I signed the papers.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
It wasn't premeditated.
Oh, that I knew the whole time that I was going like, to get into a fight?
Mistake.
I didn't finance shit.
You just bought it outright and then sold that son of a gun?
Uh-huh, and then I took my cash and I went and bought a Branco. I didn't finance a Jeep. There's only one thing worse than buying a Jeep, and that's financing the Jeep. Mm. Now you're upside down in this horrible mistake you made. Now you got the Jeep, the bank breathing down your throat, and a broken Jeep in your driveway.
This trash talk too. I was just talking about dumb mistakes you've made. I mean, that I clearly is one that you regret. What about, like, things that you've done working on a car, or how have you punished your body and been like, let's talk about elk hunting. Like, when you go out elk hunting, you're like, oh, man, yeah, this is going to be great. And then you're just like, never again.
I mean, there's only one situation that I've ever felt. I've never done anything. I've never made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Elk hunting. I've missed on elk, but I guess there's probably one elk that sticks out in my mind that was like the first year I was ever hunting that I wounded that jumped a fence on a private property, and then they were real adamant about you couldn't cross over and even chase it, or else they'd see you. So that was over in Colorado, but I don't know. You've been there for a lot of them. They're tough, but like they're always worth it. I mean, you might hate it right when you get into it. You may be hating life. When you get that first quarter off the ground and you start hiking up that embankment, but we've never really ruined an animal and made huge mistakes in the field.
Oh, I've been with people that like we had one where one quarter completely shot.
Oh god, yeah.
It got too hot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wasn't there.
Didn't get skin off of it.
You didn't have 2-quarter Tate home out.
That's there. Right.
Okay.
I was thinking about like putting my clutch in backwards. I mean, ugh.
Go on, car.
If any of you guys have ever put a clutch in backwards and then put the whole thing back together, and then you're like all excited to try out your new clutch, and then you can't because it's in backwards, that's a mistake you'll never make again. I don't think. I mean, I think if I ever do a clutch again myself, I'll diligently look at that clutch plate.
Taylor, we're back to you.
You know, I'm just racking my brain, and I am just full of great decision making.
Oh, really?
It's really hard to pick.
Oh, man.
You know what? Taylor, after knowing you for a full,
It's been a year now.
Been a year now. I can tell you that you are just, you're flawless. You never miss. Every single time.
Thank you.
Nice work. Just nothing but roses. I thought you made a mistake and you bought that Plymouth.
I was going to bring that up, that everyone thought I was making a mistake by buying a 93 Dodge Caravan off Facebook Marketplace from a Russian man whose profile picture was holding a very large gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was in an area that was not so good.
You have our attention with the gun talk.
Everyone said, don't go. Don't buy that van.
Did you go by yourself?
No. I brought a friend.
Okay.
And it wasn't even his van. He bought it in auction in Utah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good place to buy a van.
Plausible Russian story.
But it turned out to be one of the better decisions I've ever made.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't believe that a Dodge Caravan can be reliable, but you've driven the crap out of it. Mm-hmm.
Dodge Caravan is an elite vehicle. Uh-huh. People don't realize.
What year is this particular caravan? I mean, it's the one you guys are all thinking of, the original minivan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Red velour interior.
Yeah. White.
Clean white. Bone
flat.
Stock.
Everything's white out on the outside.
Yeah.
White out. It's crazy. It's nice. It looks nice.
Clean.
Yeah.
So my immediate thought is, what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
What's wrong? No one else scooped it up before.
Too much lipstick, no pig.
No, and your mechanic gave it the seal of approval, too.
Yeah, no, he said
he thought I stole it.
He said that you got away with something there. So. I'm crazy and stupid, but I've never, knowing what I know, I've never bought a Dodge Caravan on purpose.
Now, every time I see a Dodge Caravan, I kind of stop and wave. This morning on the road, I saw a beautiful van behind me.
Yeah.
And it was going slowly. I couldn't recognize what it was. So I switched lanes to the slower lane just so it would come up closer so I could see what it was.
What was it?
Dodge Caravan.
Oh, damn.
A few years before mine.
All right.
And so I gave them an excited wave. But this happens every time I wave in Dodge Caravans. So they're like, what the hell is she waving at?
Yeah, they're like, we own this
because
we don't have a choice. You're saying that you are proud to own this machine? You're waving.
They just kind of give me a look like, what
I think you're less crazy than jupers who wave at each other.
Yeah.
I think those people are friggin' insane. Those people paid to buy a personality. Now, at least you were just looking for a car.
I don't get the whole motorcycle waving thing. Like, I get that. Hey, you're on a motorcycle. I'm on a motorcycle. Now everybody's on a motorcycle. But I'm like, man, if you don't keep all your hands on your motorcycle, you're going to wreck your motorcycle.
I wonder how many times people have wrecked because they're waving.
Oh, geez.
That would be a mistake. You'd make only one. Yes. Well,
right now, there's a bunch of ghosts listening to our podcast. I got one.
I did it one time. Just once.
All right, well, that's fun. I like that. And I send you pictures of caravans when I see them, too.
Yeah, now everyone thinks of me when they see a caravan. I get so many stories of people growing up in their caravan as a kid.
Man, they sound like boring stories.
All right, this leads into what are you excited about these days?
Well, anybody want to go first?
Oh, I'll go now. I'm just champing at the bit. I'm excited about hunting season.
I can tell.
Oh, that's all I can think about. Which I thought about bringing the Corolla out on an antelope hunt. Because my friend was like, oh, the roads are just terrible down here. And I thought, oh, no problem. Like, we've been to Moab and the Vibe.
Take the Corolla. So instead, you took the Dodge Cummins, of which we have a stealth module unit to install. That not only increases performance, but throttle response and drivability. Nothing like a stealth module to wake up your diesel.
He's kind of need it, man. Hiltzy's working on it right now, and I think after he's done with it, it should be good to go. We are going to get that stealth module in there, which I think will knock my mileage way down.
Way down. You can't say that or officially. I don't know if it's good or bad. Yeah, who knows?
Or up,
it's going to knock your mileage around.
Well, you want it to go the way you want it to go.
It's going to circle the drain.
I'm excited to get out and hunt. I see a lot of country that we gamble in when we hunt, and I see a lot of trash out there that I'm going to be marking with the Sons of Smokey app.
Yep. Here's another pro tip with the Sons of Smokey app. You see trash you're going to pick up, take a picture of it. Clean it up. Take a picture of it and then mark it in the app again as cleaned up. You get the cred and we get the bread. I get paid on every piece of trash you pick up. It's actually not true. I made that up. That'd be sweet though.
Cred bread.
I know. I just wanted to make it rhyme.
Actually, the
app has cost me a lot of money this year.
You're actually a giant losing proposition, but I hope you all enjoy using it.
Speaking of mistakes, I don't know.
This is going to be the double podcast where we just circle back around and trash talk. And then we're like, mistakes.
Sturge.
All right. I'm excited about hunting season. I've drew 4 tags this year. That's all I'm going to be doing.
Besides your party. August. Your cleanup party.
What's that?
Your trash cleanup party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The river party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trash hunting. I'm excited about that. I think we can eke that in to the summer.
Sure. We can. Yeah. Taylor, you got anything you're excited about this year?
I learned how to butcher squirrels.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, made a nice squirrel stew. That was exciting.
Making it was nice.
You didn't enjoy eating it so much.
Well, no, I'm just speaking for myself.
What was wrong with the stew?
I thought it was delicious. He did get a little bit
I feel
bit
like you
of...
left a lot of things out of the mistakes category. But plus, no you got to come over here and speak into the microphone. I want to hear about how you screwed this squirrel
up. I'm going to get some ice. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, bring you some ice, too. And pistachios.
May I have a beverage, please?
Okay, all right. Set the stage.
So.
You guys are squirrel hunting down here at the High Fence Squirrel Hunt down at the Munson Ranch.
I was going through a bit of heartbreak.
Okay.
And so, what do you do when faced with heartbreak? Naturally, you go squirrel hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Yeah. So I sat out here in Munson and took the squirrels for half some hours.
What kind of squirrel are you talking about?
The orange guys, the green guys, the red ones are invasive, so.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so you hit it, you're shooting with 22.
Yep.
And you're abiding by the four jets of the state.
Yep.
I think if we could all, I think we'd all like repeat gun safety in our heads right now what the four tenets are. Well, it'll be a quiz later. So yeah, we'll go on, move on from here.
Okay. So shot some squirrels, and then Neil.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Taught us how to butcher using the sweater method.
Oh, when you peel it off them, you undress them like a...
Yeah.
I was going to say it's like a toddler, but that's weird. You have to say your toddler, because you shouldn't be undressing other people's toddlers.
What are you guys talking about?
How to dress a squirrel. I like sweater. Let's just go back to sweater.
Are you talking about pants and sweaters?
Yeah, for squirrels. Yeah.
Good method. Cut their hands off.
Yeah. That's how I did my my deer for the last couple of years. Sweater method.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Except
a bag of rocks and squeal them off with the truck. Yeah.
We did hurt Andy's post a little bit that last time you did and the head came off.
Yeah. The head came off.
Tate tried to teach me the sweater method on a deer.
Yeah, but we also
and the head came off.
The head's supposed to come off just at a different time. And so it all came off together.
I have it on video. Like, comment, subscribe if you want to see it.
That was a big old buck, too.
Oh, your big buck?
No. It was Maddie's buck. We did the sweater method down here, and then they had them coming off.
Oh, God. I wasn't there for that.
I know. I heard about it. It seemed violent, and was. You should hide those pistachios.
But you're not.
Taylor's been stealing all of it. She stole my Leatherman Surge, and then my...
There's
bones. We want squirrels that were born without bones in them.
Yeah.
Bones remind us that this was an actual animal instead of just mindlessly chewing on something.
Yeah.
It's like a black and white infomercial. Like, I got bones in my squirrels.
Bones in my squirrels. Pa? Introducing the Deboninator 5000.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was it, but taste was good. Texture was good.
Delicious.
Jesus Christ.
Delicious.
Well, those people aren't invited back to dinner then.
Andy, sorry.
No. All I'm saying is here, my issue was that there was like little gristle stuff that was kind of like, I think it was bone fragments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that when they were skinning them out, they were nicking bones and then turning that into little pellets. And so you're just like cruising through, eating the stuff that's got good texture, good flavor. You're like, I'm enjoying this experience. Hunt, and then you're just chewing on some of these gristle things.
Speaking of chewing, the last podcast I filmed with you guys, we got so drunk, it hit the cutting room floor.
Yeah, that happens.
And then Andy fed me elk tongue.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to hide that it was elk tongue he was feeding me.
And forgot.
And then in the morning, he had forgotten. He was so drunk that he had forgotten we consumed elk tongue the evening before.
It's so good, though.
That was a good podcast. We talked about The Secret to Life and Eternal Happiness on that one.
Yeah.
Never got published.
How did that not get published?
I think I could splice it back together.
Oh, we had that story we can't talk about on there.
Oh.
That was beforehand.
The statute of limitations, like literally on a federal offense level.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe if you would like that podcast to be released.
They're like,
free Britney.
Getting that search warrant written now.
Things I am looking forward to. I was too busy interacting with your guys' stuff. I'm also looking forward to hunting. But yeah, I don't. For me, it's hoopty cross, man. I love just going out and being a volunteer on the track, helping Chuck and taking videos and putting them on the tiki talkies and all that sort of jazz. So I'm looking forward to hoopty cross.
Likewise.
Are you guys racing, both of you?
Yes.
I've only parade lapped.
There's nothing. There's no reason I couldn't say this. Dirthead Dave Chappelle from Dirt Every Day called me the other day, and he says I want to build a gamble car.
Oh.
And so we started talking about, and then we were talking about hoopty cross. I was like, well, I want to build a hoopty cross car, and you come down to Oregon City hoopty cross. And so right. He says he's coming down. I believe him.
Oh, that'd be cool.
But he's a busy man and he's a family man, so we shall see. So
much like yourself.
Yep. Can't make everything. So yeah, that's the thing. People ask me to go to Gamblers Across the Nation. I can't do it because I got little kids that need me here. My wife works full time and they got at school and they're at after school activities and everything they're doing. I'm always gone. Pendleton. We gotta talk about Pendleton.
Oh my god.
We haven't talked about Pendleton yet. Probably should be next. And so I get out as much as I possibly can. But that was a punk rock ass event that was totally worth it. And actually, I want to bring my kids to next year. So all three of us were there. So was Uncle Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
And a handful of characters. The city of Pendleton has reached out and said, hey, we want to host an event. What do we do to host an event? And I'm like, well, I got this mini bike event coming up. And they're like, okay, that sounds interesting. I'm like, it's in 2 weeks. And they're like, oh, the same weekend as our bike week. That's not going to work. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's going to be perfect. Host us for your bike week. You know, come down there. And we filled up the Moto Lodge Hotel. And we did the world's second worst go-kart race on Friday night, which was amazing, with the Coleman KT-196s. Mm-hmm. What, 3 or 4 carts survived out of 7 or 8?
Was that the
good
best?
Good times had by all. Best 3 hour long.
Was that the best race of the weekend?
I think you and I kind of agreed that flat track was kind of the funnest. Like, even though that was over in a blink of an eye.
You agreed that kicking me while I was down.
Oh, yeah.
And then ripping my toenail off.
By forcing you over to help me get my mini bike upstairs so I could innocently put it in my room so it
wouldn't
get stolen.
Are you the man that put a banana in my tailpipe?
Okay, so we did go-kart race. Second morning we wake up, we do the enduro. It was a slog. It was a beautiful slog. 100 miles off-road. What was the team? PBR. PBR team won. And then Idaho. Ironmaned it.
Psycho Idaho.
Ironmaned it. And then we went down and did the flat track racing in front of the big crowd. At bike week, and then we rode the bikes up and down the main drag there in Pendleton, which the police chief adamantly asked me not to do.
Did he?
Yep.
Did he say that? I didn't hear him say that.
You didn't ever met him.
No, I know.
If a police chief says something when I don't hear it, did it actually happen?
That's right.
No. And then we had a big burnout contest, and Taylor saved the pool party.
I saved the pool party.
Uh-huh.
Pool party
was awesome. Yeah, Friday night pool party was wild. Buck wild.
Thank you to Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham. And then the general manager, apparently, she, every good cop's got to have a bad cop, and she wasn't quite as stoked about it.
Wait, there was a bad cop at that place?
Yeah, she came out the next morning.
Well, I don't blame her. She had to scrub the blood from your...
That was the last one.
Okay.
She didn't know she was going to have to do that.
That was yet. Another problem.
Okay.
That was a compound issue.
She was projecting, yeah.
No, apparently when I talked to the Moto Lodge owners, they're like idea men, but like they didn't like tell the staff that I had said we were going to do a burnout contest. And so when we showed up and had a big crazy party and had burnout contests and shenanigans, it was exactly what we had talked about, and so they were amped because we filled the hotel up, and like that was like the biggest weekend for them ever by far, which is why they were willing to scrub the blood. But great, amazing people. But yeah, someone had not told. But you need a risk management person. You need somebody in the room that's an adult, you know. So,
dude, their coffee was really good.
What? Oh, it's CC.
Mm-hmm.
CC Motor CC. Coffee.
So good.
Not a sponsor, but you know we need to promote the Wild One. That's happening. Shit.
that's happening soon too. That might be at the same time as Hoopty X.
You're like, never mind.
Never mind.
You know what sucks?
No, the Castle Rock Flat Track Nationals is coming up when we were invited to host the...
The face plant?
The face plant, no. The pole start races.
So called the face plant. I mean,
yeah.
Dude, that
Andy Munson Memorial Flat Track.
Dude, it's slick, man. I thought.
How come everybody else can stay on their wheels and you fall on your face every time?
Because I'm trying to win. I'm out front. I'm setting the pace, and then they see me fall, and they're like, "Okay,
this is
go a little slower."
No, this is a good segue. And then they see you, and then as they're driving by, they kick you out.
Only one person did that.
Oh man, I could not believe it. I was just licking my chops when I saw that. I slowed down on purpose because, like, oh, I'm gonna make it.
No, you slowed down probably because you saw the mobility scooter hit my head, and you were like, "This guy's not dead yet.
Finish him." No. Give you a nice little kick, but you run hard, but you're usually a contender. You cheated quite a bit. Oh yeah, you lost your nail. See, losing nails isn't nearly as disgusting as you would think it is.
I know it looks less disgusting because the rest of my nails are more.
Yeah,
disgusting.
You're just Actually, you got fungus problems too down there.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I thought I would go away from that, but not. From
nope. No, I lost. I lost.
Not from Coleman Minibox.
Coleman Minibox.
Somehow it always comes back to feet with you two.
Yeah. Feet picks. Gambler feet picks. okay. All right. What's in the anything else people are looking forward to?
Oh, this year?
I don't know. In general. Fuck. I don't know. It could be Christmas.
Oh. I'm looking forward to... Well, I mean, Mark and Trash finding out that we're going to have a Gambler Navy, which I think we should call, like, the 7th Fleet or something.
Ooh,
make it nebulous.
I do
so
like
that,
yeah.
Because then wouldn't they think that we have 7
More
fleets,
yeah.
Right.
And a new flag.
And a new flag for the Gambler Navy.
Merchandising.
I don't know, tassels. Oh, maybe an admiral robe.
Tassels?
Yeah, tassels and stuff. Okay. Like an admiral robe, you have those tassels going off the edge of them.
Tassels come off your nipples.
Well, they could do that too, man. It's your Navy, man.
It's your Navy, man. It is the Navy, I guess. Okay, well, good.
I'm excited for, I don't know, another successful year of OG.
What about, we're going out of business.
Oh, shit, we are going out of business.
Hey, is there anything you're not excited about?
Mistakes I'll never make.
We're going, making tank tops. We're going out of the tank top business.
That's right, for now.
Prices are slashed.
Prices are slashed. I bought deep on tank tops for ladies, thinking, well, I don't know, it'd be a bunch
hedging
of ladies.
It's like you went, like, instead of NFTs or crypto, you went hard into tank tops.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, yeah. Well, these things will sell themselves. And they didn't. So here we are in this pickle. So I don't know, right now they're 40% off. I was going to put some up to like 60-70% off.
Let's get them up there and get them out of here.
Blow them out of this place.
Do you have someone that you love that you would like to see their arms more?
Mm-hmm.
Buy them a tank top.
Heck yeah.
Or like they're unisex tank tops.
Well.
Unisex racer back.
Long pause.
They're undersized, by the way. Buy a size up.
We can edit this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are actually people that identify as ladies. I don't know.
I'm going to say I'm not usually a tank top gal, but...
You're literally wearing a tank top right now.
This is a sports bra.
Okay. Sorry.
Just came from a workout class.
Okay. Did you? What'd you do?
I went to a bar class.
What? Lake Oswego?
B-A-R?
Yeah, R-R-E.
Jess's. Oh. That's the Jess's bar class.
Jess goes there too?
That's her bar. Yeah.
No way.
She did her 100th class there.
No way. I could run in to Pretty Lady there.
Pretty Lady. Oh, yeah. And my sister goes there.
I'm going to text her.
Bro, I'm not just wearing a workout wear. I actually went to the gym today too.
You guys talking about B-A-R-R-E?
Yeah, do you want to come with me? I can refer someone for a free class.
Oh, our neighbor down the street. It's her bar studio.
All three of us go to bar class wearing gambler ladies' tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Content, am I right? Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe if you want to see the boys join me in a bar class. It's like it's like ballet.
Yeah.
But you work out.
I just saw a ballet in the woods.
Oh, you did?
At night.
It was aerial yoga, but, you know.
Areola?
Aerial yoga. Dude, it was at Mary S. Young. It was insane. Huh. It was a bunch of, like, I guess, I don't want to besmirch them. Are they ballerinas?
No, they're aerial artists.
Okay.
Mm. They did an aerial yoga show in the trees in the park.
Insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the lights, and it was BYOB.
Oh, that sounds, my kind of aerial.
Dude, awesome.
But either way, get out. I took my son. We went and lifted weights and just did, like, light stuff. And Taylor's a bar class. It's good to get out and get moving and stuff. It's you know, I think people get caught up a lot of times that they, you know, they're not in gym. You don't gotta be a gym rat. When you get to 40 years old, holy shit, just getting yourself out of a chair feels like a chore sometimes. So
Kate's speaking for himself.
Can't relate.
No, I can though, man. I find myself. I went downstairs at like, I think like 10:30 the other morning to like grab something. And then I secretly took a nap for like an hour. And then I woke up and Jessica's like, geez, you find what you were grabbing? I'm like, yep.
Where'd you nap? In the guest room?
No, there's a futon down there, but it's a couch position right now. And I just sat down on it. And
you walked downstairs, sat on the futon, and then napped for an hour and then came back upstairs.
I'll do that.
And acted like I was grabbing tool. I was like, oh, yeah, I got my thing. And she's like, geez, it took forever.
Sometimes I wake up and I can't go to sleep. I don't want to do nothing. So, yeah, I'll go lay on the couch and start watching, like, some YouTube channels or something. Like, 5 a.m., I'll fall back asleep. I do that pretty often. Mm.
You know what's soothing is golf on a Sunday?
Playing golf or watching golf?
Nope, watching it. And not even really watching it. It's, like, totally laid out on a couch if you're not feeling great. And it's just the soothing voices of the... beautiful atmosphere.
Should we spend the next few minutes speaking in our best golf voice?
No, we gotta enunciate to get it on the microphone.
Mistakes I will only make once. Talking about watching golf on a Sunday on a podcast.
On the gambler podcast.
Anyways, loser. Circling back, Andy gave me some tank tops because he was trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And I said, I hate tank tops. I don't wear tank tops, but I actually love the gambler tank tops so much. I have worn them unprompted outside of events.
Wow.
So buy your ladies some tank tops.
Oh, no. All right.
They're nice.
All right, little dinky doos. Yeah. And then I would say, is there anything else on the, I don't see anything on your little list over there.
We
have a little, some time for some closers.
Yeah, well, how long you want to record this thing? Some podcasts are 3 hours long.
Not our podcast. It's at 52 minutes.
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
I think about when I'm mowing and I like listening to a podcast. I'm like, man, this is so nice.
Even this meandering.
Well, I don't know if I like that. No, I do. It's cool to, I don't know, get inside maybe somebody's head or their world for a little bit. Get a different perspective.
We're gonna have our call-in guest.
We phoning a friend.
Well, I know. I just figured to be excited, we should have a call-in guest.
Dude, this is gonna be sweet.
Where are them pistachios? All right, it was Dirthead Dave Chappelle was calling. I don't think he's gonna answer. He's probably putting his kids to bed.
Oh, you should have let the people hear his answering.
But that's his answer.
Call someone else.
Okay, who are Fred? Let's call the...
Or Tom Hellyer.
I got a card from Tom this morning.
Oh, what did it say? Yeah. Can you tell us?
It was typed out with a typewriter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can we tell the people about Tom?
Yeah. Well, we're calling Fred real quick.
I think these microphones pick all that up pretty good.
I think so. I have it cranked up. It's probably actually too high.
Think they could hear the cat over there?
Look at his tail just went up.
Oh, man, that really shows how much people want to answer my phone calls.
Hi.
It is,
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, man.
Good evening.
Hey, you're caller number 9 on the Gambler 500 radio show. Welcome. Hey, caller, can you please tell us your name?
My name is Tom Hellier.
Oh, hey, welcome, Tom Hellier. You are going to have a chance to win a batch of a lifetime supply of pistachio nuts.
Incredible.
Yeah, so you're just going to need to answer this one question.
Incredible.
You got it right. That's
absolutely outstanding.
I got your. Oh wait, can we hold? Can we combine them?
Oh geez, Tom, how much technology do we have in our hands?
Add a call. Oh, wait, hold on.
We can give it a shot.
All right, I'm doing it.
I have to put you guys down, but I'll stay on.
No. Hold on.
Oh, this is all of them?
I think it's gonna work.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Hold on. You're on the world's. Are you there?
Yeah, here now.
Whoa! Okay, we got everybody. Welcome to the world's worst podcast.
We're on a podcast?
Yeah, you got Tom Elia. You may know him as the Grill Grabbers, and you got Dirthead Dave Chappelle, and we've got Hello. Taylor Uncle Andy and T Money here on the Brown Lurker podcast. We hijacked you.
Oh, okay. I feel like I should probably go somewhere that has cell phone service.
Are you in your shop again?
Yeah, I'm in my shop. I'm always
Man,
in my
that
shop.
Hard body never sleeps.
No.
Speaking of working out.
I was in the middle of doing a half-ass spray paint job on some stuff, and you called.
I was standing behind
the counter at my liquor store.
Yeah, by the way, you're at a liquor store right now, Tom?
I'm working.
I got you.
This is incredible,
buddy. I got your letter. That was like some World War II shit. I love it.
I'm glad that it arrived. I had a lot of fun. I've been sending out all kinds.
To all your ladies in every port.
In every port.
Every port. Wait,
sending them to all the people I know in Oregon that gave me their address.
Should we ask them one of these pressing questions?
Oh, yeah. All right. Tom, we got a question for you, and this could be automotive or...
And Dave. Be thinking of your
and
answer.
Dave, yeah, please be thinking of your answer right now. Mistakes you will only make once.
We're going to vote on your answers.
Mistakes you only make once.
Well, you try to. I mean, you're just like, man, that mule kicked me in the face. I won't try
to. Can I go ahead and answer this beforehand?
Yeah,
please. A mistake at the time that I only made once was JNCOs.
Oh,
I don't know
jeans.
If you all know what JNCOs are.
Yeah, Taylor's not going to understand, or hell yeah. Andy probably, yeah, he was too much of a redneck. But I know what those are. Well, you still got them, though?
I don't still have them, but I want to buy another pair because they're cool again.
Yeah, I know. You, me, JNCOs, the hard body, my cruiser, Radwood.
Killing it.
Wait, what is this?
Yeah, paint the picture. What do they look like?
They're just oversized.
What are JNCOs? JNCOs are the blue jeans that were, like, hot in, like, 97 on up.
Oliver Tree basically wears them.
They're the ones that were like beyond bell bottoms. Like they just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
and it was all
they're like hammer
like,
pants.
Like rave style gear.
Like Chris Cross, they wear that, or
yeah, maybe. I mean, but you don't have to wear these backwards.
Not backwards.
All right, that's a solid answer.
That's all I got, man.
Tom.
You know, mine might be pants related too.
Now, this is coming from a man that when we do cleanup runs, like he pulls every pair of pants out of the ditch and is like, hey, man, these are pretty nice.
That's true.
So I'd say you never make it, you make it once, you never make it again. and that is scrounging for used clothing off the side of the interstate.
So I stole your punchline.
Off of the that exit ramp while you're waiting for your truck to cool down. Yeah, there's a reason it's over there.
Oh, like
no matter how cool those pants look.
Yeah, what's in there?
Yeah. Why would someone throw pants away in the middle of nowhere?
You know, there's incredible accidents that happen in these things. But the stuff that washes up in the bottoms of ditches is usually so UV sanitized, and it's been out there so long that the water pushed it. You know, they're pretty. It's pretty good stuff.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good parts pants, you know.
Dr. Tom Hellyer talking to you right now.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we got oversized pants and
roadside pants. Roadkill pants.
Welcome to the Pants Podcast.
And then to round it all off, what are you guys looking forward to these days?
I didn't quite catch that one.
Yep, a little muffled there.
What's the funnest thing you got coming up? Dave, I already answered for you earlier in the podcast, and that's coming up to the Oregon City Hoopty Cross at the end of the month, so you don't have to answer that.
I knew there was a hook. I'm gonna go launch the engine right out of that Miata at the end of the month.
Well, it's gonna be amazing, and you gladly I'll let you because I know you'll help me put it back in there.
Yep. No, I'm looking forward to it. I want to drive my own stuff though. I'm like, I don't drive other people's rigs.
Okay. Well, then let's do that too. You talked about me coming up there and building a truck up there. I'll come up there for a day or two.
Yeah.
You said I could hold the flashlight and the camera.
I think we need to build an OG compliant. Yembler car.
Yeah. Uncle Andy will come up and show you how it's done.
Yeah, Uncle Andy can come up and barbecue, and you and I can get down on some cart shop.
Righty, lefty, twisty, tighty.
Yeah.
How it goes.
Fix everything with paint.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll bring up some elk meat after we get one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I love it. Well, sorry to impede on your guys' evening. We just wanted to hear some friendly voices. So, tune into the Brown Liquor Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Outstanding.
All right, Mr. Hell Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Chappelle.
Yeah, I'll send you guys another letter. How's that?
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's always good for radio.
Increased correspondence. Uh-huh.
We'll see you on the Johnny D.
Yes. Definitely.
All right, brothers. Later.
Mr. Tate, I'm going to get back to working on this here Bronco, and I guess I got to start looking and find a cheap old gambler car up here in Northeast Washington.
We're doing it.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Later.
I'll holler at y'all later.
All right,
bye.
Later,
bye. All right, two of the best people we know.
Oh, that was good.
And that's a good concluder for the podcast we can go through. Mm-hmm. We end something. Taylor, do you have something that you want to finish off the podcast with?
ABG.
I like that. Always be gambling for anybody who doesn't know. Uncle Andy.
I appreciate you guys sitting through this whole thing without pistachios crushing your eardrums.
I know, Taylor has slowly been stealing everything I was fixing.
The list of things I've confiscated are a Leatherman bracelet, Leatherman multi-tool, a green Sharpie, and a Mob Armor phone mount.
Mm-hmm. And a bowl of pistachios.
All them pistachios.
A bowl of ice.
And I appreciate everybody coming out to Gambler and celebrating what Gambler is now.
Man, your brain's on hunting right now. Think you're here.
I'm like literally hunting right now.
Mind. I would say thanks to everyone. Keep an open mind. I would say thanks for everyone who just truly understands it. Thanks to everyone who's doing this in other places of the country where you're really doing it right. You're having free, cheap fun, going out and having adventures with friends, meeting people you've never met and cleaning up trash yet you've never even been to Oregon, and understanding what the principle of this thing is all about. So just rad shit, and it's ever evolving. Hopefully everyone feels included and loved and stuff, and I hope to see you one. If it's not here in Oregon, then hopefully maybe we'll come see you in whatever state that you're doing all this stuff in. So ABG. Well said. Okay, I gotta figure out how to turn this off.
I know. Best of luck.